This weekend in New York, a different kind of farewell performance is happening. Darcy Kistler was only 15 when she started dancing at the New York City Ballet School. At the time, the ballet was run by George Balanchine, the most important American choreographer of the whole 20th century. That was in 1979. And just 3 years later, Balanchine chose Kistler to become the youngest principal dancer and the fastest rising star in the company's history. Darcy Kistler is considered the last Balanchine dancer, and she is now retiring. Her final performance with the New York City Ballet is this weekend, and she's here with me right now. Darcy Kistler, welcome to Studio 360.
I'm so happy to be here.
What does it mean? People talk about dancing Balanchine. What does it mean to dance Balanchine, since I think of ballet as being consisting of this rigid set of steps? How is dancing Balanchine different?
I mean, Balanchine is so unique, but it's really for also the masses, and dancing it, you feel a freedom in it. His aesthetic is crossed, and it's very athletic, but it's not always. There's so many roles that are beautiful and elegant, and I don't think anybody could not feel challenged or bored dancing Balanchine.
Does dancing his work feel different now than it did at 17, 18?
Yes, and the truth is what he told me. It's for young dancers. It's very demanding on the body. And as you
get
older,
so it gets harder and harder to do.
Yes. And also, when you've done it one way, you realize you want to age with grace.
Uh-huh.
And I slowly, you know, over the last 10 years, once I did a role and I thought, I'm never going to do it better than that, I said goodbye. And there were younger dancers to pass them on to who can do them so beautifully.
You have danced countless leading roles at the New York City Ballet, including Sleeping Beauty and Theme and Variations, Apollo. Jerome Robbins created a ballet for you. And I want to play a clip from what is maybe the most enviable and coveted role, at least for the little girls of the world, the Sugar Plum Fairy from The Nutcracker, choreographed by Balanchine, which we're now watching,
mm-hmm.
from the film made in 1993.
Yes. That's the hardest moment.
That's the hardest moment?
Yes.
What was so tough about that? Describe for our listeners what you were doing.
It's in the solo, and it's coming straight down front, and you're on point a lot, and your left leg gets a little tired. And it's just that you have the bright light, and you're going straight down the center. And you have to hit fifth.
And for our listeners who don't know, what is fifth position?
Fifth position is completely tight, toe to heel, each foot, and knees rotated to the side.
In a way, the most unnatural.
Yes.
Position. And
I like to tell people you have to live in it and make it the most natural position so that you have freedom. As you get older, that gets harder and harder, and you see ballerinas take it out. They'll do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They'll start to do double rond de jambes, don instead of an onde or a pirouette from fifth, the double.
So all
you may even see a single. You may even see a fall.
Really? I mean, yeah. Your husband, Peter Martins, succeeded Balanchine as the artistic director of the New York City Ballet before he was your husband. Balanchine introduced the two of you, right?
Well, we had worked together. I remember Mr. B asked Peter if he would partner me in Nutcracker. And then right before I went on, as though I wasn't nervous enough, he took my hand and he put it in Peter's hand. He said, I've matched many, many famous marriages, and I'm matching the two of you. And I, of course, pretended I didn't hear what he said.
That's a moment for a biopic.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I've read critics talking about your career in two parts, in this mm-hmm. dichotomous way of with Balanchine and then after Balanchine. Do you see it that way?
No, I think that I've danced the way Mr. B instilled in me, and then I danced and I danced and I danced. That's how I feel.
You have danced and danced and danced at much longer than most dancers dance. So as you were turning 40, 41, 42, did you start seeing, I see the end coming, I'm not going to be able to do fifth anymore, and therefore I know what my shelf life is?
No, because I can still hit fifth.
Really? Well, there you go. So what made you decide now to hang him up?
I had back surgery and nerve damage to my left leg, and I want to go on and do other things. I feel that I've danced the roles that I'm going to dance, and I don't like to be out on stage thinking, oh, my God, is that leg going to make it? I want to dance with that same freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so – I'm excited and I'm ready.
Will you let yourself cry?
I don't know if I'll only be open to the moment.
Well, good luck on the 27th.
Thank you so much, and it's so nice to meet you.
And you. Darcy Kistler is a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, and her final performance is on June 27th.